the 18th century, I suppose, is rather my period. I mean, all harpsichordists tend to play music from 1600 to 1750. For my PhD, I'm actually going a bit further. So I've grown up a bit and I'm now working in the late 18th century and beginning of the 1800s.
What music did you choose for your audience?
Well, it had to be music that was written during Sarah Fielding's lifetime, and the great name during her life was, of course, Handel. And then with that, I thought it would be good to have a female composer for a female author, and so I put in some pieces by Elisabetta de Gamberini, who lived in England, although Italian by birth. And then, of course, towards the end of her life, she lived in Bath, or near Bath, in Walcott, so it seemed suitable to have Thomas Chilcott, the Bath composer, and he wrote some harpsichord suites, so I played one of those.
And they all went down well with your audience?
Yes, I think so. I did readings between the pieces. To give a context, I think music's always more interesting if you have a peg to hang it on. And I had some nice emails back.
Tell us a little more about what you're working on for your PhD.
Well, it's music in English country houses, and the period is 1780 to 1830. That may change, but that's basically the lifetime of two women who lived in two houses now owned by the National Trust. One is Killerton in Devon, and the other is Tatton Park in Cheshire.
And the harpsichord was important for them?
Well, there's a harpsichord at Tatton Park, which was owned probably by Elizabeth Sykes before she became Elizabeth Edgerton, and it remains there. But she would have played the piano certainly by 1800. She married in 1806. By then, I think she would have had a piano. And we have the libraries that she owned and that Lydia Hoare, who later became Lydia Ackland, owned at Killerton. So it's music that was loved and played and marked up and makes a very interesting study.
And how important is the harpsichord to you? You're a professional player of the instrument.
Well, I became involved because my parents were in an amateur dramatic production and a harpsichord music was needed, and my father had a customer who'd made one. So we went there and I duly played my grade six piece, and he said, "My dear, you're a born harpsichordist. You must never play the piano again." Well, I didn't stop playing the piano, but I did take up the harpsichord very seriously.